You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 2009, China leapfrogged past the United States to become the largest auto market in the world. The world's most populous country offers a lot of opportunities for both domestic and foreign car makers, and it's offering challenges because Chinese automakers want to go global. Theo Leggett is the auto industry correspondent for the BBC. Theo, it's stunning really to think China's modern auto industry only dates back to the 1980s when Volkswagen set up a joint venture.
Yes, but since then, it's been growing very, very fast. And it's tried to go international before, but not really got anywhere with it. Chinese manufacturers do have one major advantage, that their home market is huge, and it's growing very rapidly as well. So they have a strong foundation on which to expand internationally. At the same time, restrictions on foreign ownership of car companies in China have forced Western manufacturers to team up with local providers, and that's given them access to Western car makers' know-how and allowed them to build relationships with Western car makers as well. And this is really important because about a decade ago, when Chinese car makers were first starting to try and sell cars abroad, they didn't do very well. There was a real problem with quality control, for example. Companies like Brilliance and Chery, they had models which performed quite shockingly in crash tests and that kind of thing. So they were sent away rather humiliated. But they've reconsidered, they've regrouped, they're coming back. You see partnerships, for example, Geely took control of Volvo, the Swedish manufacturer. That gave it a quality brand and also access to know-how. And now it's preparing to take the knowledge it's got from that and become more of an international company. And that's how Chinese companies are trying to become global players now.
Because they're intent on turning the big three of the world car industry, meaning the US, Japan, and Germany, into the big four. And they also now own a big chunk of Daimler AG.
Absolutely, that's Geely as well. Not only is it involved with Volvo, it also does own a big chunk of Daimler. It also owns Lotus, and it owns the London Taxi Company as well. So this is the internationalization. And yes, they do want to get in on the act that's currently dominated by major American car makers, European car makers, Japanese car makers, and to a certain extent, the Koreans as well. And this, of course, is something that's been done before. We talk about the Japanese car giants now. That feels completely normal. But back in the 1960s and 1970s, Japanese car makers were seen as the interlopers. They were almost laughed at originally. And now, of course, Toyota sells as many cars in the United States as the Ford Motor Company.
China has a tremendous problem with smog and air pollution. And I'm wondering what part the NEVs, the new energy vehicles, are playing in this strategy of China to go global.
They're potentially a huge advantage for China. They could be a game changer. As you say, China has a huge problem with smog and pollution, and it also has a huge number of cars. And people in China want to buy cars. They don't want to be excluded from that market. So the Chinese government is introducing a lot of big subsidies, that kind of thing, to encourage people to buy electric cars. Now, that's partly to clean its air, but it's also partly because China sees an opportunity here. It's an area in which it doesn't have to play catch up. You know, the likes of Ford have been building cars for over a century, but electric cars, at least as we know them now, are a relatively recent thing. And China does already have a very well-developed technology industry. And electric cars, they're basically computers on wheels. An awful lot of the know-how that goes into them is software rather than hardware, rather than old-school engineering. So China sees it as if it can take a lead in electric cars, then it can export that technology around the world. And it's also creating the market for them as well, because foreign companies want to come into China. If the Chinese market is dominated by electric cars, they have to build electric cars too. So it's both creating the market and taking advantage of it.
Theo, how prepared are American car companies? How prepared are they to compete with China?
Well, they're certainly going to have to adapt. I mean, they can't sit back and focus on their comfort zone, which is basically American buyers buying SUVs and light trucks, pickup trucks. They can't do that because that's a diminishing market and the Japanese players already have a large stake in it. Others will come in and take some of it. So what they really need to do is make sure they're not left behind, which at the moment means investing in low emission vehicles. Low emission vehicles are where it's going in Europe. The Chinese car makers are focusing on that. Californian upstarts like Tesla are focusing on zero emission vehicles. So if the major old fashioned players, if you like, the likes of General Motors and Ford and Fiat Chrysler, don't invest heavily in low emission vehicles, then there's a risk they get left behind. And in the future, they might become much less significant players.
Theo Leggett, auto industry correspondent for the BBC. Theo, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.